Welcome to Grace and Glory Audio, featuring Pastor P.G. Matthew. Today, Pastor Matthew delivers an important message from the Gospel of Matthew, entitled, Jesus Commands, Follow Me, preached January 10th, 2016. If you have your Bible with you, please turn to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 4, beginning with verse 18.
Listen to Christ. He commands, follow me. Don't define follow me by your definition, by his definition. Or we could simply say, hear and do the will of the one who goes ahead of us. Follow me, the King commands. I say the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. In Greek, akoluteitomoi, follow me. This word, follow me, appears in the Gospels at least 70 times. In this life, friends, we are called to follow Jesus in his footsteps, as he goes before us in the straight and narrow way of his lordship. In this world, we are pilgrims sojourning to our heavenly city, for our citizenship is in heaven. Isaiah tells us in chapter 35, and a highway will be there, it will be called the way of holiness. The unclean will not journey on it. It will be for those who walk in that way. Wicked fools will not go about on it. No lion will be there, nor will any ferocious beast get up on it. They will not be found there, but only the redeemed will walk there. And the ransomed of the Lord will return. They will enter Zion with singing. Everlasting joy will crown their heads. Gladness and joy will overtake them, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. This is the way of Jesus, the way of the Holy Spirit, the way of the Word, the way of eternal happiness. So I will speak seven things. First, Jesus commands. Jesus comes to command everyone. He commands all people everywhere to repent and believe on him and follow him all of life. Who is this Jesus? He is God's eternal Son. He is God incarnate. He is the creator and sustainer of all. He is the only mediator between God and man. He is the Redeemer. He is the only Savior of the whole world. There is no other Savior. He is the Messiah, the Son of David, the Son of Abraham. He is the one who by his death destroyed the devil and death for his holy people. As God, he has all authority over all his creation. As perfect and obedient, sinless man, he is given all authority by the Father to save and to judge. He alone is the atoning sacrifice for everyone who repents and believes in him and follow him. He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. And because of his perfect obedience to his Father, every knee shall bow before him, and every tongue shall confess Jesus is Lord, resulting in one's salvation or eternal judgment. Philippians 2, we read, therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name. That at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Paul says in Romans 10 that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And we read in the Bible, he was delivered over to death, the death of the cross for our sins, and was raised for our justification. And God seated him in heaven on his right hand. So we read in Ephesians 1, and God placed all things under his feet, including every one of you, and appointed him to be head over everything for the benefit of the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. This one commands us to follow him, having confessed him as Lord. He calls his people effectually and savingly by his gospel. His people are the elect, chosen, and loved in Christ from eternity. They alone are Father's gift to his Son, that he may save them by his perfect sacrifice of atonement. Number two, Jesus commands his people. John 17:6, I have revealed you to those whom you gave me out of the world. They were yours, you gave them to me, and they have obeyed your word. If you do not believe in Jesus, let me tell you, you are not his, you belong to the devil. In due time, you will get out of the church to serve the devil all your life. And we read in Romans 8, for those God foreknew, meaning foreloved, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified. A definite number of people whom God loved from all eternity. And Ephesians chapter 1, for he chose us in him before the creation of the world. What's the purpose? To be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, but we ought always to thank God for you, brothers, loved by the Lord, because from the beginning God chose you to be saved through the sanctifying work of the Spirit and through belief in the truth. He called you to this through our gospel, that you might share in the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. I said, Jesus commands his people, and his people will hear and follow him. You don't hear, you don't follow him because you are not his people. God regenerates the dead and makes them able to repent and believe in Jesus and follow him as his disciples all of life. They are totally surrendered to him in intellect, will, and affections. By the Holy Ghost's power, they hear to do the will of God exactly, immediately, and gladly. If we don't follow him, we do not belong to him. Everybody is a follower either of the devil or of our Lord Jesus Christ. Either one is energized and ruled by the devil of this world or by the Lord Jesus of the kingdom of God. There are no independent people. It's a lie. We follow Jesus Christ, for God has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. We have been transferred from the dominion of the devil to the dominion of Jesus Christ. We are like those eight people of Noah's family saved by the ark in the great flood of Genesis 6 through 8. They obeyed God's command. They built the ark, entered it before God shut the door. Any day, God will shut the door for you. Number three, his people obey him. So Jesus commanded his disciples to follow him. So Andrew, Simon, James, John, and Matthew, and Paul, and others left everything and immediately followed Jesus. And Jesus said, I will make you fishers of men by their preaching of the gospel. And so I say to us, so we ought to share our faith, not seal our lips. If you don't share your faith, you are not his. We no longer serve the devil. James and John and others, they began to serve Jesus, who saved them from the dominion of sin. Friends, only Jesus can make a bad tree good tree to produce good fruits. I can tell you who is saved and who is not saved by looking at the fruits. And you don't want to listen to me, to the word I preach from the Bible. I know you have nothing to do with Jesus Christ. You are a fake. Jesus is not calling for some volunteers to become his disciples. He calls God's elect, whom he saves, to follow him, counting the cost. So we read in Matthew 10, whoever acknowledges me before men, I will acknowledge him before my Father in heaven. But whoever disowns me before men, I will disown him before my Father in heaven. And Luke 9, if anyone is ashamed of me and my words, the Son of Man will be ashamed of him when he comes in his glory and in the glory of the Father and of the holy angels. Luke 14, large crowds were traveling with Jesus, and turning to them, he said, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, his wife, his children, his brothers, sisters, yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. And anyone who does not carry his cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. In the same way, any of you does not give up everything, he cannot be my disciple. And Matthew 10 says, anyone who loves his father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who loves his son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Did you hear that, parents? You must love God more than your own children. And anyone who does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it. Whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. He wants such people to follow him. Who, like St. Paul, can say to me to live is Christ and to die is gain. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord in paradise with God. In fact, death is better, precious, and blessed. Because Paul says, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. He is saying, I denied myself, I have taken my cross, and I am following Christ to death, that I may live forever with God. Someone volunteered to follow Jesus, to become wealthy and healthy and mighty, and to do business and make bucks. And Jesus rejected him, saying, foxes have holes, birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. Don't follow me to make money. Follow me to death. Friends, the only worthy choice in this world is to choose to follow Jesus, the only Savior and Lord. He said, what does it profit if you gain the whole world and lose your soul in hell forever? Number four, the rich, the wise, the highborn, they refuse to follow Jesus. The wise, the mighty, the highborn, the rich, the famous, the handsome, the beautiful, the philosophers and the politicians, they mock Jesus Christ. They save their souls to lose forever. They are devil-controlled. Their destiny is of the devil himself. Matthew 25:41, then he will say to those on his left, depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. The rich young ruler, in the eyes of the world, appeared very happy. They envied him, but he knew he was miserable. And he had everything except eternal life, peace, and joy. He came to Jesus, who counseled him to go and sell all he owned, give it to the poor, to become truly rich, and come and follow him. He refused to believe Jesus. He was an idolater. He worshipped creation rather than Creator. He went away from Jesus as he came, miserable and lacking eternal life, which only Jesus can give. Saint Augustine was right. Our hearts are restless until they find rest in God. Jesus alone says, come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden. I will give you rest. What must I do to be saved? The rich young ruler asked, and Jesus answered, in essence, believe in me and you will be saved. Everyone who believes in the Lord Jesus will be saved, and the saved will follow Jesus as his sheep. Number five, Jesus, our good shepherd. Jesus is the good shepherd, and his sheep follow him wherever he goes. As the Israelites followed their God who manifested in the pillar of fire and cloud. Jesus, the good shepherd, calls his own sheep by name, as he called Andrew, Simon, James, and John, and Matthew, and Saul of Tarsus. Friends, many are in the church whom Jesus never called. They will be told in due time, I don't know you, lawless ones, depart from me. To Saul, Jesus said, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? Yes, Jesus knows our names and everything about us. He knows we are sinners, yet this Jesus laid down his life for his sheep. Friends, he laid down his life for the elect sheep. There is no greater love than the love of Jesus. Jesus said, Matthew 7:21, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. It is not enough to call Jesus Lord, Lord. If he is Lord, do you do his will? Did Jesus call you by name? If he did not, he will say to you on the last day, I never knew you. You are evildoers. If he calls you by name, you will follow him. His sheep listens to his voice, and his sheep follow him. John 10 and verse 4. Friends, Christ died for us. I said there is no greater love than the love of Jesus. Romans 5:8, but God demonstrates his love, his own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Christ's sheep recognizes the shepherd's voice as his ministers preach the gospel. They hear, they believe, they call upon Jesus and are saved to follow Jesus. His sheep never follow strangers who preach a different gospel, a different Jesus, and a different spirit. Friends, they are agents of Satan and are eternally condemned, and their churches. They deceive people by a fake gospel and fake miracles. The good shepherd alone gives eternal life because he alone is the resurrection and the life, the way, the truth, and the life. Friends, he exposed the devil. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy through pleasures of sin. Jesus said, I know my sheep. This means I love my sheep. Jesus loved his sheep from all eternity. And the Father loves us as he loves his own son. John 17:23. Jesus also said, my sheep know me. This means my sheep love me. And Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. We love Jesus with all our heart, with the love God shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. We love God because He first loved us. Those who do not believe in Jesus are not God's elect, and so they do not follow Jesus. And Jesus did not die for their salvation. He is not their shepherd. He is only their judge. So John 10:25-26, Jesus answered, "I did tell you, but you do not believe. The miracles I do in my Father's name speak for me, but you do not believe because you are not my sheep." Christ's sheep are totally secure. They are in Christ and Christ is in them. No one is able to snatch them out of God's hand. They have nothing to worry about regarding the past, present, or future. They are eternally secure. Though they walk through the valley of the shadow of death, they shall fear no evil. For the good shepherd is with them to comfort them by his rod and by his staff. The devil cannot touch them. But the sheep must follow him very closely to be comforted by his presence. They must not wander away. Remember Peter, he followed Jesus at a distance for fear, and he denied Jesus 3 times. Friends, let me tell you, those who follow Jesus all their life will dwell with him forever. John 12:26 says, "Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servant will also be. My Father will honor the one who serves me." And John 17:24, "Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am, and to see my glory, the glory you have given me, because you loved me before the creation of the world." That's our destiny, sir. I have been following Jesus all my life. My life has been a life of one blessing after another blessing after another blessing. Paul says in Ephesians 3:20-21, "Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen." A life of blessings beyond our wildest imagination. Number 6, we follow also Christ's under shepherds. Those who follow Jesus, the good shepherd, also follow his delegated authorities who faithfully minister the word of God. They are parents, husbands, pastors, and so on. But they must say, "Follow us as we follow Jesus." And they must say, "Follow our example." Delegated authorities are to lead us in the straight and narrow way of the Lordship of Christ, the way of the Word, which leads to eternal life, not the broad way of antinomianism of eternal destruction. Number 7, false sheep are in the church. Every sheep in the church does not belong to Christ. There are false believers in Christ's church in this world. Hebrews 6, 4 through 8, Hebrews 10, 26 through 31. In due time, false believers will abandon the gospel to follow demons. 1 Timothy 4, 1, the Spirit clearly says that in later times some will abandon the faith and follow deceiving spirits and things taught by demons. They turn away from Jesus to follow Satan. 1 Timothy 5, 15, some have in fact already turned away to follow Satan. They leave the straight way of the gospel to follow the broad way of Balaam. 2 Peter 2:15, they have left the straight way and wandered off to follow the way of Balaam, son of Beor, who loved the wages of wickedness. They leave Christ's holy church to commit every form of immorality to enjoy more pleasures of sin. So Jude says this, but even the archangel Michael, when he was disputing with the devil about the body of Moses, did not dare to bring a slanderous accusation against him, but said, "The Lord rebuke you." These men are grumblers, fault finders. They follow their own evil desires. They boast about themselves and flatter others for their own advantage. They said to you, in the last times there will be scoffers who follow their own ungodly desires. To what St. John says in 1 John 2:15-19, do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For everything in the world, the cravings of sinful man, the lust of his eyes, and the boasting of things, of what he has and does, comes not from the Father, but from the world and its lusts pass away. But the man who does the will of God lives forever. Dear children, this is the last hour. And as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come. And this is how we know it is the last hour. They went out from us. Did you listen to that, sir? They went out from us. But they did not really belong to us. For if they had belonged to us, they would have remained with us. But their going showed that none of them belonged to us. None of them belonged to Christ. None of them belong to the Father. Friends, Jesus lived to please his Father perfectly. He obeyed his Father immediately, exactly, and joyfully. Listen to what he said. My food, said Jesus, is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish it. The one who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do what pleases him. John 17:4, I have brought you glory on earth by completing the work you gave me to do. John 19:30, when he had received the drink, Jesus said, it is finished. The work the Father gave him to do is finished. Friends, this is the Father's testimony about his own Son. Matthew 17:5, while he was still speaking, a bright cloud enveloped them, and a voice from the cloud said, this is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him. Philippians 2:9-11, therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. It is the Father's determination that everyone must confess his Son to be Lord. We follow Jesus Christ to please him, that is Christ, by walking in repentance and faith and in the power of the Spirit. By way of conclusion, sir, so let us hear Christ's command to follow him daily. As Abraham followed Genesis 12, 1 through 4, let us follow him in total surrender to his lordship. No fake obedience, no pretension. To go wherever he leads us, knowing that all things work together for our good, of making us holy and blameless, to conform us to the image of Christ himself, to be a radiant church. Let us follow Christ in the way of the Word and the Spirit, as children follow their parents. Jesus told Saint Peter to follow him to crucifixion. This is what he said: I tell you the truth, when you were younger, you dressed yourself and went where you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go. Jesus said this to indicate the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. Then he said to him, follow me. Rest assured, Jesus will always go before us to guide us and comfort us and bring us to God. He will never leave us nor forsake us. He will be with us always, even to the end of our life and to the end of this age. He is Emmanuel. Remember Elisha. Elisha followed Elijah and was blessed with the double portion of the Spirit. Gehazi, however, refused to follow Elisha and received the double portion of the curse of leprosy for him and his children. So, friends, let us follow Jesus through prosperity and persecution and even martyrdom. Stephen was stoned to death, but the Lord was with him. Peter was crucified, but the Lord was with him. James and Paul were beheaded, but the Lord was with them. The three Hebrew children were thrown into the fiery furnace, yet the Lord was with them. And so he will be with us. Where he leads me, I will follow. As we read in Isaiah 43, but now this is what the Lord says: He who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I'll be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. And when you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord, your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we have heard your word. Lord, help us to follow you every step of the way. Even through the valley of the shadow of death, through rivers, through waters, through fire, through martyrdom, through persecution of every kind, because you will be with us. And if God is with us and for us, who can do anything against us? He is the Savior, and he saved us. He will save us and bring us to God. that we be seated with Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.
Grace Valley Christian Center is committed to the unchanging truth of the Holy Scriptures. We have been proclaiming the whole counsel of God since 1974 through our weekly worship services, our website resources, and our publishing ministry. For more information about our church, to find more edifying sermons, or to order books by the Reverend P.G. Matthew, please visit our website at gracevalley.org.